State lawmakers are considering a statewide hotline for people to call if they're thinking of committing suicide. Supporters say Utah, which has some of the highest suicide rates in the country, is desperate for a number that's easy to remember and connects callers directly to services without delay. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Salt Lake County Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton told members of an interim legislative committee Wednesday that she supports a 24-hour suicide prevention hotline for personal reasons.
My son came to me and he said, "Mom, I'm done. I'm tired of waiting to get into doctors and I think I'm done." And he expressed his thoughts of suicide.
Winder Newton says she wanted to help her son, but didn't know how.
"I know if I, as a county council member, don't even know which number to call, the majority of our population does not know."
The legislature tried to create such a hotline before, but Republican Senator Daniel Thatcher said they were told they may have to share a quick dial number like 311. He stressed Wednesday that it has to be a dedicated line.
"They will not survive pressing 1 for English and pressing 3 for suicide intervention."
Salt Lake County has one of the most comprehensive crisis response systems in the country, according to Barry Rose. He's the crisis services manager at the University of Utah's Neuropsychiatric Institute. He said the crisis hotline there gets roughly 5,000 calls a month.
"For a lot of people, it's just the ability to be able to talk to someone honestly about what they were feeling, knowing that they won't be judged and that they will be taken seriously."
A year ago, the state launched an app called SafeUT in which people can text crisis counselors. Rose says that's been helpful for young people who feel more comfortable texting than speaking over the phone. Whitney Evans, KUER News.